Welcome to the MergeSort AI Digest, your daily AI news roundup. I'm Paul, joined by our lead analyst, Jane. We've got a packed show today with some truly groundbreaking developments in the AI space.
It's an exciting day, Paul. The pace of innovation continues to be astounding. I'm eager to dive into these stories with you.
Absolutely. Kicking things off with DeepSeek, who just released their V4 models. The big headline here is a massive 1 million token context window specifically optimized for agentic tasks.
That's right, Paul. While the benchmarks aren't strictly SOTA, the real breakthrough is how DeepSeek V4 is engineered for efficient long context usage. They've tackled the notorious KV cache problem, making it far more practical for agents running complex, multi-step tasks.
That efficiency is key, especially for agents that need to keep a lot of information in mind over long operations. Meanwhile, the model race continues with OpenAI releasing GPT 5.5, a quote, worker class model.
And talk about timing, Paul. It dropped exactly 7 days after Anthropic's Opus 4.7. What's really interesting is how some are saying GPT 5.5 feels like Claude and Opus 4.7 feels like a GPT model. It's almost like they've swapped personalities. Last person one greater than Anne. Intriguing observation, Jane. Speaking of Anthropic, they've also made headlines with a massive $1 trillion valuation on secondary markets, reportedly surpassing OpenAI. That's a huge financial milestone. Less than person two greater than it certainly is, Paul. This valuation underscores the immense investor confidence in Anthropic's long-term vision and their growing market share. It shows that the competition at the top is only intensifying, not just in tech, but in financial clout. Less than person one greater than moving into the physical world, Agility Robotics' digit humanoid robots have been deployed in a Schaeffler factory for industrial use. This isn't just a demo, it's real-world application. Less than person two greater than this is a significant step for humanoid robotics, Paul. Seeing Digit in a factory setting, performing actual industrial tasks, pushes us closer to widespread adoption of these versatile robots in manufacturing and logistics. It's no longer just lab experiments. Less than person one greater than and. And for the software side of agents, we're seeing the launch of WhoopHF, an open-source collaborative office for AI agents. It's described as Slack for AI employees with a shared brain. Less than person two greater than I. Love that analogy, Paul.
WUPHF aims to let agents collaborate on tasks, arguing, claiming, and shipping work, rather than just disappearing behind an API. It's an exciting vision for how multi-agent systems could operate more autonomously and transparently.
Big news from Meta, too, as they've announced cutting 8,000 jobs to reallocate resources towards AI development. It's a stark reminder of the industry's shift.
It really highlights the strategic imperative for major tech companies to go all in on AI, Paul. While painful for those affected, it signals a deeper commitment and restructuring around AI as the core future of their businesses. Less than person one, greater than on. A more geopolitical note, the White House has accused China of, quote, industrial-scale AI theft, specifically through model distillation. This points to ongoing concerns about intellectual property in AI. Less than person two, greater than this, is a serious accusation, Paul, and it underscores the increasing national security implications of AI development. Model distillation allows for creating smaller, efficient models from larger ones, and if done illicitly, it can indeed be a form of intellectual property infringement. Less than person one, greater than. Finally, Google has unveiled its 8th-generation TPUs specifically designed for agentic AI. It seems everyone is recognizing the need for specialized hardware for this new paradigm. Less than person two, greater than absolutely, Paul. As AI agents become more sophisticated and complex, the demand for hardware tailored to their unique computational needs will only grow. Google's focus on agentic AI with their new TPUs is a clear indicator of where the industry is heading.
That's all the time we have for today's top stories. Thank you, Jane, for your invaluable insights.
My pleasure, Paul. Always great to discuss these developments with you.
And thank you for listening to the MergeSort AI Digest. We'll be back tomorrow with more of the latest in AI news. Until then, have a great day.